Why archive? Why archive? If we don't, will we cease to exist? Will I cease to exist? Who will remember? Do I need to be remembered? I don't know. But something, I don't know, there's this impulse in me, I guess, to document and to keep hold of. I keep hold of all the ephemera related to my performances and presentations and talks and lectures and workshops and things like that. And I have quite a few boxes now, actually, in my studio. They're all, they're not strictly sorted. I mean, they are in some kind of chronological order, but they're undated. And actually, that's work that I need to start doing. And it's one of those things I say I'll do when I have time, and, you know, that time never arises. So maybe I need to make it its own project. You know, maybe I need to make it its own investigation, is to sort of go through this material and figure out how to preserve it as well, because right now they're just in boxes loose. But yeah, this question of why archiving, I don't know. I guess I'm scared of disappearing into oblivion. I'm scared of the work not existing beyond my lifetime, and maybe that's what it's supposed to do, but I guess I want to take some agency in the possibility of it existing beyond my life, and keeping hold of stuff feels part of that for me.